Welcome to Notcast, episode 308. Macabre Finnick. Because labeling the episode Ed Gein's titty vest would be problematic for Twitter.
And iTunes.
Not Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter probably wouldn't care. Nah. And people would be like, what the fuck, Saverin? What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, we should make a Notcast AI and see if it goes like super furry racist.
Yeah. Gas the herps. Species war now. Kill them, egg layers. Ban them from Zootopia.
Meter maid starts race war. Ruined city.
Yeah. Well, there is another one of those that bunny ruins a generation. I want to fuck the bunny, says 66% of respondents. I'm totally not a furry, says man in denial.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it has been a week. We are all still alive and survived, though apparently
all two of us.
Yeah, turns out that Shiva turned into a couch, you know, like you know they had to worry about the coach turning into a pumpkin at the end of Cinderella. At the end of Furry Fiesta, Shiva just turned into a couch.
She turns out she was HTC.
No,
human to couch.
Yeah,
she finally had the surgery.
No, she unfortunately has a real world encroachment. Her job is like, oh shit, suddenly mandatory overtime because things have gotten hot and heavy. Mm-hmm. So, whoops, she's stuck at work still, and it's 8 o'clock at night. So that sucks.
Yeah, almost 8:30.
Yeah. So we are here, and we're queer. There's not a goddamn thing
you can do. We're not going to apologize for it.
We're pretty loud. Oh, man. Oh, God, and I love that there's a piece of fan art that's like, that she leaves a note on the door. I'm going to be the loud one tonight, boys, and I'm not going to apologize either. And it's both her Judy's neighbors looking kind of bashful.
Oh.
Like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Nick Judy OTP?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there is literally no other, like, pairing. Like, Clawhauser Bogo over their shared love of Gazelle, I guess, and then Nick and Judy because there is no purer love. I guess. I don't know, man.
Than between a predator and his prey.
Yep. You know what's the worst part about eating a bunny? Little paws tapping on your forehead.
I remember that old pitch. Was that Eric Schwartz?
94. Yeah. Like 1994, and it's like, oh, they were ahead of the time.
Yeah.
It's a red fox eating out a little gray bunny.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Fucking furry Nostradamus and shit.
For real. They had that shit down. Yeah, it's...
Judy, yeah.
Yeah, welcome to Zootopia Cast.
Yeah.
We want to... there's an image meme that's... It's like things I want to ride in Zootopia. It's like the various things, and people just replace it with pictures of Nick.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Judy's little police car, their big police car at the end,
giraffe car.
No, I think like the Hops tractor or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
The fourth thing is just Nick.
With the bedroom eyes smirk.
I still haven't gone and rewatched the movie, but I've been lurking in the threads and seeing all the fun art.
Mm-hmm.
I posted a pic. It's somebody wrote a story prompt or a fanfic prompt into in a thread that I was reading, and they're talking about like that Nick and Judy adopt a swift fox, because they have larger ears. They're gray and red, so. They're like, you know, people look at this kid and think that, what the hell, is this a crossbreed? No, it's just they're just adopted. But
the fandom is real.
But somebody drew that art and I posted it to my Twitter last night.
That's totes adorbs.
And people are like, funnies? Boxes? Nope.
I'm actually going to read a quick email because it's on topic.
Oh, yeah?
Y'all can't just tease us about that gif and not leave a link in the show notes or something. Come on, share the wealth. And the subject line is Judy Hopps gif.
Oh.
Because we were talking about it. It's like Saverin tried. And
now
tried,
in color.
Yeah, it's in color now, too. Saverin tried to post it to Twitter, but the damn file was too large.
It's like a 4 megabyte gif.
Yeah.
It is super hot, but like, we can't post that shit to our non-AD account. And linking it in the iTunes show notes would be very bad, too.
We can put it on Tumblr.
Yeah, we could. We could be like, hey, kids, watch out. Look below the cut if you want to see Dong.
Oh, people that are following our show Tumblr know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to be like, I was reading Tumblr at my grandmother's house. And
what's like the Tumblr and Telegram issues? Like, anytime you open a Telegram or Tumblr, it's like there are 50-50 chances it's going to be porn.
Yeah, yeah.
I've
noticed that lately. I have to be careful at work because Rahada keeps sending me texts of sexy girly boy furry art.
Well, like, I dropped those three pics of Judy that Sampikos did that got posted at 6:21 into one of my chats, and someone was like, thanks. I had just opened up Telegram on my phone, and there was an old lady sitting next to me. And I'm like, that teaches you to fucking open Telegram in public, dipshit.
One of them, she's riding a cock or something.
Yeah. It's like Judy in the shower, Judy getting fucked, and then just a nude Judy, which is my current wallpaper because I am an utter furry.
One more.
Yeah. Well, I said it on Twitter, and I'll say it again here. I was saved by having a shitload of open windows.
Yeah.
Verizon Tech came by and was like, hey, I'm the new guy for this rep in the area. I want to know how you're, if you like the service, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, what can you do to
speed
this shit up and lower my price? I was paying like $114 a month.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, you're off contract, and your router is really old. That probably explains, or your modem's really old. So we did some looking, and I was like, let me go check the price. And I pulled up the website and realized I just changed my wallpaper to a nude of Judy. But I have enough windows up that nothing is showing. But yeah, I was able to get 75/75 Fios for $10 less a month and get a new modem.
Cool.
So the new modem should be here soon. I need to call them back again to verify, but they should send it out and they'll have better upload. Because sometimes, holy shit, my upload be up to like 3 megabit.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you said like you'll be doing like a massive YouTube video and it'll upload in a second, and then you'll try to do like a podcast episode that's not that big by comparison, and it'll take like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's like I was getting literally double digit kilobyte per second uploads to the FTP the other day, and like some like. Most recently, last episode, it was uploading like 900 kilobits a second. I'm like, I have fucking, I'm supposed to be downloading like 10 megabytes a fucking second here.
Yeah.
And I got into the Overwatch beta.
Finally. Oh, right, yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, yeah. And I downloaded it, and I was getting 10, 12 megabytes a second downloading that thing.
Is that good?
Yes.
Okay.
Because previously I was getting like 7 megabytes a second. And this, you know, obviously ups it again. That's very fast. I mean, the game itself is like 4 gigs.
I could never keep track of it. So what's 75/75?
That's 75 megabit up, 75 megabit down.
So that's like even faster than the 10 megabit down, right?
Yes.
That's like a lot faster. Then. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. That's like an order of magnitude faster. How the fuck do they increase it that much? Okay, cool.
It's just switching a switch.
Yeah.
It's like they have this... It's fiber optic. You basically, you get the level of bandwidth you pay for.
It's made of like angel hair and fox cum.
That's just how it works.
Yeah, that's how the whole internet is built.
I mean, between my allergies murdering me, Overwatch, and new game Sky Saga, it's been a very unproductive week for me. My allergies have just been killing me last little bit. It's spring, right? And plants have been cockaded all over my car.
So this kind of amused me. So, like, you know, my sister lives in Florida, and like she and I will like text pictures back and forth occasionally, compare weather, you know, boring stuff like that. Anyway, I texted her a picture of the bushes in front of my house the other day because they're really pretty. They had all bloomed like they had all turned like bright pink, you know, and they were like, holy shit, spring is here. And 2 days later, I texted her the literal pile of ice that formed in the backyard by the downspout of our gutters, because the new gutters that Tieran got about a year or so ago, they're very wide and deep compared to the old ones. So when we had that hella hailstorm last night,
it captured all
all the hail that went in there, but it was also raining, so it flushed everything down the downspout, and this big pile of ice collected at the exit of the downspout on the least of two we could see from the windows. And in fact, when I left for work this morning, because it was an office day, it was only like 46 degrees, so there was still a little pile of ice, like a pile of ice in our backyard right by the gutter. Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, here's last night at my house. There was like frost on the walls, collecting along the wall of the patio and stuff like that. And I'm just like, Texas is fucking crazy. Well, 2 days, dude, man.
Same thing happened in Colorado. It was 70, and then the next day they got 21 inches of snow.
Fuck.
And that same storm system is what gave us our hail.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, Panther and I got home from the gym and indoors 30 seconds before it started raining, and we got all of our cactus off the fence and on the cover like a minute before it started hailing hardcore.
Because
it would have killed my little cacti.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really glad we have a garage. It's like someone on Twitter was telling me, you know, oh, you can get dings or broken windows like are covered by insurance and stuff like that. And we're like, well, luckily that's not a problem.
Well, around here it was only marble to pea size, but like a Plano up like off 75, whatever, they're getting golf balls.
We had about size of a quarter.
Yeah.
On some of ours. And when you have a sunroom, hail is really, really loud.
Yes.
Like it was hailacious. It was just
fucking Texas, man.
Obnoxiously loud. Like, I was like, fucking red alert, put the shields up.
And of course, it's going to be up in like the 80s later this week.
God, it didn't get past like 65 today, I think. So I guess it's like,
because seriously, it's Texas in the spring. Pia, it's like, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
Just wait till the real thunderstorm season starts kicking up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This last night was just fucking casual mode.
It was I don't mind if we get like an hour. Rain. I mean, we need rain. Well, we don't really need rain like we used to. We can send some of it to California now, because I think all of our reservoirs are still pretty full. But hail, just like out of the blue like that, it was just like, and now we're going to throw rocks at you. That's happened
in the recent past, too.
Yeah.
Because last week there was a freak hailstorm that swept from like Hewlin area in Fort Worth to McKinney, dodged us completely.
Oh, okay.
But it was just like, yo, random, this one little stray ass ultra high level thunderstorm was like, guess what, motherfuckers, enjoy your hail. And it was just this isolated little cell that shat ice all over DFW.
Damn.
That missed us, thankfully. But
I still gotta mail these out.
No, those are some spares.
Oh, okay.
We'll be putting those for sale online before too long.
Oh, okay. Get you a website with Squarespace.
If they gave us money, we could advertise for them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So don't. Just
also,
set it up on WordPress.
Like, there's so many like other ad things we could do. But anyways. So why don't we read some emails?
Buy some books from FurPlanet.com.
Yeah, buy your books at FurPlanet.com. And buy Overtime by Kyla Gold, narrated by me on audible.com.
.com.
Hey, you know, all five books are now available for sale. You can buy the entire series
and listen to them simultaneously and be really confused.
Mm-hmm. And you can hear the progression of my performance.
Yep. And technology.
Yep. So we're going to just skip right, unless you have anything else to.
I'm so tired. I'm a little better now. You can tell I'm a little more awake now since
you had
ate
food.
Yeah, like that blood sugar thing, I'm not bullshitting.
I don't disbelieve you.
That holy shit. Like last night I came home and was like, I'm going to have a 2-hour nap. And I even set an alarm on my phone. 4.5 fucking hours later, I wake up. So I wake up at like 10:30 or something like that, and I'm like, I'm not tired enough to go back to sleep immediately, so now I'll have to stay up a little while until I get tired.
See,
and then I'm up till 1, and then I have to wake up at 7 to go into the office. Ugh. Yeah, so that's why I'm so tired today.
If Shiva had been here, I got my copy of Warcraft Chronicle, Part 1.
What is that?
Warcraft Chronicle, it's basically like, hey, this is the lore bible for the game.
Oh,
this
okay.
is for World of Warcraft. This is what...
It's that hardcover over there on the desk?
It's still sealed.
Okay.
And it does some...
Mint in box.
I haven't opened it yet because...
Is it like an art book kind of deal?
It's an art book, but it's primarily like stories and like game background.
Uh-huh.
And it covers like the nature of the universe. It's like mega nerd alert book.
So it's written by Hawking?
Yeah. It's written cool. by the you know, whatever lore dudes at the front. And it redacts some older stuff, and it makes some weird changes. You know, the bad guy is only trying to destroy the universe so that the other dudes can't destroy the universe first so he can remake it kind of thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, they've kind of, like, changed the big bad's motivations around, like...
It fucking shits on the original Warcraft. I'm just so mad about it. I don't know.
I'm sure that there's some people okay. that are. It's a pretty art book.
D&D 3.5 forever.
Hey, that's why Pathfinder is still around. But anyways, it's one of those things that, like, because Shiva's way more into WoW, like, I don't know if she's still playing it. I haven't played it in a while.
Wow.
And, like, the next expansion's off in, like, the far future, so I don't fucking care. There's other things to play.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was curious if she had feelings on it one way or the other and could, like, discuss it. But she's not here. So that gives me a little bit of time to read that.
You just bored a shit out of me with it. So I'm just kidding.
that's why it's still in a shrink wrap.
If Tyrion's what he's playing these days.
Mm.
I figured you would know because you guys used to like play WoW together.
Yeah,
and...
but like that's like the only game he played. I think he plays Facebook Marvel games now.
Yeah, I know he still plays the Facebook Marvel like the
Daredevil now
Avengers one or something.
But I don't know if he's playing. I'm pretty sure he's still playing WoW and making ridiculous amounts of.
Oh, he was playing another one. That other one that was like super popular like 3 weeks ago or something like that. Has a really technical sounding name.
I have
Uber something. I don't know. It's like a short name like that, like 4 or 5 letters.
I don't think he plays Dota.
No. I swear it started with a U or a B or something like that.
I don't know. Because there's Overwatch, that's also by WoW, also by Blizzard.
Yeah.
And that's like their new TF2 looking thing. And I got into the beta, and I played it for a couple hours last night. It's actually pretty fun. Though, if you have a bad team, it's real easy for...
Is one of those random things that you're looking for group kind of situation?
Yeah, you it's kind of like Team Fortress 2. It is literally a clone of Team Fortress 2 in a lot of ways, where you have a character, you have certain abilities, and there's, like, in this case, there's like 7 or 8 of each here, there's 7 or 8 different heroes of like the of defensive class and the attacker class and the tank class. And there's also the healers. There's 4 healers. And basically you are attacking or defending or playing King of the Hill or whatever and killing each other.
I'm literally Googling popular video games 2016. So because like I kept seeing this fucking game mentioned over and over again on Twitter.
Well, the one I've...
XCOM.
Oh, XCOM. Yeah, that's a strategy game.
Yeah, he was playing that.
Okay. I've been playing a game called Sky Saga. They're doing a technical alpha thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like... Unlike most alphas or betas of games, they're like, no, please, post screenshots, post gameplay videos, get people interested in our game.
Oh, this is an NDA one instead?
Well, it has no NDA. They're okay. Like, please stream this, please make videos, please let people know about our game.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a Minecraft-alike game.
Okay.
It's an MMO, and It's based around the idea of like Minecraft adventure maps, where you make a keystone and you go into an instance portal and it makes a little world that you do share with a couple other people, which is possibly a negative because you can totally just break the world because it's Minecraft. You can like break holes in things, break lights, break mirrors and doors, whatever, to get resources, but you're breaking it for everybody else in the
app. Savage Drake is here to fuck your shit up.
Yeah, like if
I'm just imagining Finnick from Zootopia like a baseball bat.
I'm walking down the hallway with my sword in my hand, and that particular grate is made out of a couple metals that look pretty. I'm like, shatter, and I'll get some of the metal from it.
You walking mean down, motherfucker,
swinging my sword, breaking shit. And I did this the other day. I felt vaguely bad for doing so. I was doing like the daily quest,
but you beat a child to death, but he was made of some really cool jewels.
That's right. But these guys, like, you know, you get in the map and you look around, there's a couple side buildings and there's the main objective. Well, I went towards one of the side buildings, and these guys had basically broken the stairs. They had like gone up the stairs backwards, breaking the stairs and making a big old hole at the top of the tower where there's a treasure chest.
The treasure chests
are instanced, so there's no reason to keep people from getting access to the treasure chest other than being dicks. So I'm like, well, guess what? Fuck you, pal. So I, instead of going down into one of the other side objectives where I saw them go, I went into the main objective area, started walking down the hallway, just shattering every single light source and every single valuable thing that could have gleaned metal.
I thought you were going to say you just shattered out the foundation of the building and the whole thing just fucking collapsed. No,
it doesn't work that way, thankfully. But it's just one of those
things.
And
the treasure chest fell into your mouth, and you were able to capture it before dying.
Get all the loot. No, but it's one of those things. It's like, oh, you guys are going to be dicks. Well, guess what? I can be a bigger dick. Hope you got some torches, boys, because it's really dark down here. But one of the nice things, you can hold a torch in your hand. It has dynamic light sourcing, so you just walk down the hallway in the dark with your torch, going, "Where's the monsters?" It's a fun little game. SkySaga.com, I think it is. Just check it out. It's real easy to get into the alpha if you're in the U.S.
They're not sponsoring us either.
So. They're not paying me anything, but I'm like, this is a fun game, play it.
I know, I'm just like, no .coms, you're not sponsoring us, God. Okay,
so what now do you let's go into the Tumblr questions, because we got a lot of Tumblr questions. Some regular questions, too. So here's one from Omen the Wolf.
Okay, I don't see that one.
It was from last week that we skipped it because it was really
I've got the two of two, but oh wait, there's the two of two. Where's the one of one? There's the one of two. Okay.
Okay, so hello, lovely Notcasters. Recently my fiance got a big promotion, and so we decided to break away from our roommate. Unfortunately, he takes everything personally and always ends up getting drunk and depressed before getting angry and starting several arguments and making it look like he's the victim to our shared friends and coworkers. Because of this, we have not informed him of our decision yet. Then we go to two of two, because Tumblr has a ask limit that's very small. Though he has never been a great guy to share an apartment with by any means, leaving dirty dishes that don't belong to him in his room for months and never helping to keep the apartment clean is just a couple examples, but I still feel bad leaving him without some sort of backup aside from moving back in with his dad. We are planning on telling him soon, but I wanted to ask, if you were in a similar situation, how would you handle it?
Tell him, because fuck this guy. Yeah. It doesn't sound like there's a single redeeming feature. And I know,
sounds like a douche, but you do need to be like, hey, we're moving out. Not being like, we're thinking about moving out. It's like, we're moving out.
Yeah.
You need to find a new living arrangement.
You have X months. My best advice would be tell him now, tell him when you're moving out. And then it's his own damn fault if he has nowhere else to go except back with his dad.
Be firm with your dates. Be firm with your statements. No, he cannot come with you.
Yeah.
He is not your stray dog.
And it's like, dude, it's you and your fiance. If you can afford it, of course you want to get a place that's just the two of you.
Yeah.
And most sane people will understand that.
Yeah, and if he decides to get drunk and rowdy about it, well, guess what? Your assessment of him was already, established. So
I mean, I know, we're only getting one side of the story here, but you haven't really said anything flattering about him. So I'm kind of like, I don't really see a reason for you to sugarcoat it. It's unfortunate that you guys have shared coworkers and friends, but, you know, I have a feeling if he's really that bad, a lot of them probably know the, you know, he's to take his bullshit with a grain of salt, you know?
You know, it's like they say, he really is a shit.
Yeah. So that's my point of view.
Yeah. So I don't think there's really any dissension here. It's just tell the guy, be firm with it, and, you know, I'm sure you probably have to, like, wait out till the end of your lease or whatever, but even then, that's in the near term.
Don't let him talk you out of it. Don't let him, like, meet you halfway. Oh, maybe I could stay there for a few months or something. No. Once you get a fucker like that in under your roof, it's really difficult to get them out, and eviction laws are never on your side if you're the one in that situation. So, you know, just don't vacillate on it, you know, just fucking tell him, be firm. These are the dates. This is happening.
Deal with it, nerd.
No, you can't come with us. We want to fuck on our couch. We don't want you living with
us. Yeah, it's really awkward to fuck on every square inch of your apartment when you have to share it with someone else. Mm-hmm. There are some square inches of the apartment that it's really rude to fuck in.
And it's your fault, dude. It is your fault for having a glass coffee table. You know, and you're not going to make me feel guilty about that anymore. It's just who I am. And, you know, we're moving out, so you won't have to deal with it anymore. Also, pick up some Windex from the store.
God. Anyways, so yeah, there's that.
So why don't I read the next one?
Yay!
Another non-Tumblr ask, how do you help someone who doesn't want help? I have a friend who's going through a very rough patch at the moment. He's depressed, but he refuses to get help from anyone professional. His job is suffering. He's getting angry and cutting ties with most of his friends, me included. Didn't say I was tired. Just because we're worried about him, and he won't do anything but sleep, play video games, and eat into his savings buying takeout and junk food. How do you help someone if the more you try, the more they disregard you? That's tough. That's that is textbook depression.
Yeah, I mean, there's God.
You know, I mean, you can talk to them, and I'm like, just sort of be there for them. But that's hard. Be there for them when they finally break down. You know, when they need to be able to talk to someone. But it is really hard to force someone to get help that doesn't want it. I mean, the only thing I could suggest maybe is like an intervention, you know?
Yeah, rounding up friends and being like, hey, look, you're fucking up.
Look, this isn't an isolated opinion. We're all really concerned about you. You know, we want you to go to a professional. You know, we'll pay for like the first session or something.
Yeah,
we'll
help
you
out.
But you know, a lot of insurance covers that now, if he has a job with insurance. But if not, you know, you might want to try to help him out. But that's really the only thing I could think of. You know, it's really hard, you know, to see that happen. And the thing is, I mean, with a legal adult, I mean, even his parents couldn't make him go get treatment or anything at this point.
That's the thing, is like when you're an adult, you really cannot force someone else to do things against their will.
Yeah, you can't force someone to take care of themselves.
And that's a shitty, hard lesson.
Just, you know, let them know that you're there for them and your other friends are there for them, and follow through on that if, you know, if he comes to a point where he wants to talk. Next email, Saverin.
Okay. So this one's from Jeeves.
Okay.
Dear Nodcasters, over the last few weeks, I've seen the same progression on a lot of my fellow UK furs tweets. Example tweet 1. Wow, I'm really looking forward to Zootopia. The European furs I know say it was great and beautiful. Example tweet 2. OMG, America has Zootopia now. They all say it's incredible and gorgeous. Why is it not out here yet? Example tweet number 3. Stop with the Zootopia spoilers! Oh my god, let me see it myself! Example tweet 4. OMG, it's still more than a week till it comes out here. I need it now! All the promo stuff looks so pretty! Example tweet number 5. Saw a foreign dubbed version of Zootopia on a stream. Gonna see it again when it comes out here. From 1 to 4, I agree with a lot of what they're saying, though I actually haven't had that many things spoiled. I still don't actually know what the main plot is about beyond something involving the otter guy and Judy wanting to prove she can be a real cop. Hopefully it can stay that way until I see it. But when it comes to number 5, I facepalm epically. All these people spent so long praising how gorgeous Utopia looks, how they admire how much work and detail has gone into making it such a beautiful spectacle of obvious furriness, and then they go and watch it pirate on a pirated, low-quality foreign language copy that they can't understand or even see very well. Personally, even if someone laid out Zootopia for me and from end to end gave me every spoiler and every line of funny dialogue, I would still wait to see it in a cinema rather than watching a stream-slash-pirated copy. This is true of most movies, but particularly animated ones. The whole point of an animated movie is that on a big screen it can look beautiful and detailed in a way that a normal TV or computer can replicate. The whole point of a kick-ass soundtrack and a movie theater sound system is that you can hear the movie and get lost in the atmosphere of it taking place all around you. All these things are lost on a pirated version, and to me it wouldn't make it worth checking out. All it would do is ruin the experience for me when I do finally get to see it in theaters, as nothing would be a surprise. All I'd be doing is going, oh, that's what the blurry shape was, or, oh, that's what that line of dialogue meant. Am I alone in this? Do any of you guys agree that it's better to wait, no matter how long, and see the movie how it's meant to be seen, rather than making your first experience with something that's been giving such well-deserved hype a cheap knockoff version? Or am I being silly and overly precious about how much the theatrical movie experience adds to the enjoyment of seeing something for the very first time? Thanks as always, ever enthusiastic Jeeves the Roo from Scotland. P.S. Thank you so much for not giving out major spoilers on last week's Utopia cast. It comes out here on the 25th, and I'll be seeing it on the 27th. Finally, the end of my Utopia chastity is in sight. I sent so many Judy slash Nick slice of life stories in my near future. Some of them might even be clean. P. I don't believe that for a second, Jeeves. P.S. Send me some of them. I might read them. Anyways. So a lot of piracy really boils down to a service issue.
Mm-hmm.
Piracy... can I watch this? Can I pay to watch this legally? Can I acquire this legally in my country? Mm. Can I get this thing, you know? Okay. For example, I would like to watch Monster Musume, the uncensored version.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get those DVD Blu-rays here. What do I do?
Because America, basically.
Yeah. Well, I'll go online and watch it. Or... Mm-hmm. I really would like to legally purchase a copy of blah. It's mm-hmm. not available in my country, and it's not shipped here. Amazon has fixed that. Actually, Amazon JP will now ship to the U.S.
Oh, cool.
It's actually not that bad shipping-wise, but you don't get Prime, obviously. You have to sign up for an Amazon Japan account.
Right.
And you can't get Prime shipping overseas. It doesn't work that way. A lot of piracy comes down to a service and provider issue. Like, the fact that they put out Zootopia in the UK absolute dead last, that's... I don't get it. I don't know why they did that. Especially when it came out in Europe, mainland Europe first.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's really strange. I don't know why they did that.
UK gets video games later than everybody else sometimes. Sometimes they get it first. Sometimes they get it dead last. Sometimes they don't get it at all, even though it's available in France and Germany.
Yeah.
It's just one of those weird things where Disney made their decision for whatever reason, and the furs in the UK that watched it early when it came out in English and in the US, I don't blame them. Because, as they said, going to see it, as you said in example tweet number 5, they're going to see it when it comes out there. But... they really want to see what the furry fandom has been orgasming over for 3 weeks now.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand it because Zootopia is definitely kind of a special case with what it means to our community.
Yeah.
Like, props to you for you know, waiting to pop your Zootopia, Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of agree that I don't... think I would have wanted my first time seeing Zootopia to be a grainy, badly dubbed cam rip. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and like, I did not seek out any of the cam rip or anything like that because those existed of the European versions before it came out in the US. But again, it wouldn't have done me any good because I can't understand languages that are not English.
Right.
I'm an American.
And barely even that.
Yeah. Words are hard, man. Just like math.
And meth. The many explosions tell us.
Yes. So, I mean, you're right that you really should see Zootopia in the theaters first if you can.
Yeah, I think that would be your ideal experience of this movie.
And then
movie.
You pre-order that motherfucking Blu-ray and you watch it like a million times.
Already done.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've only seen it twice in theaters, which puts me on the barely furry scale, I guess.
I've only seen it once. Oh. I've not gone and rewatched it. I have to turn in my furry card. This is my last Notcast because I'm firing myself.
Oh, my God.
Until I've seen it at least a half dozen more times.
I'm sure it's something I'll come back to once we own the Blu-ray at home.
I've been all the OC and stuff that people are making – unlike the co-threads,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I was talking to Zia about that recently because I'm like, I'm a wolf. My character already is Zootopian. And we were like, well, it does have a slightly different style. There's a Zootopia style, you know, like if you went to a particular artist, you know. Because Zia is a corgi in the furry community, but there aren't any domesticated animals in the Zootopia-verse. So he made himself a Zootopia Sona, basically.
Oh, the Zootopians.
Yeah, he has a Zootopian character now. He's a Pine Marten.
Of which there are at least weasels.
Yeah.
So he looks like Duke
and
Weasel.
Smells thing. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, minty fresh. Mm-hmm. And the character's really cute. Bravo drew it for him. He was talking about, like, oh, we should get one of Fuzz as a Zootopian, like, but in, like, the Zootopia size differences, you know, because a wolf would tower over a Pine Marten in the Zootopia universe.
And a Fennec.
And a Fennec, yeah. Because Fennec's tiny compared to Nick, and Nick's a fox, so the wolves are even bigger.
Yeah, it's like Nick is like 4 foot tall, Judy's like 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
There's a height chart out there.
Oh, okay.
And so like they're vaguely proportional.
Like Fennec comes up to like Nick's knee barely. Yeah,
he's shorter than Judy.
Yeah,
he's like 2 foot tall, maybe.
Yeah,
and they minus the ears because they don't count the ears.
Yeah,
because with the ears he's like 3 foot tall.
With the ears, he's still not taller than Judy.
No,
but yeah. And that'd be kind of interesting. But anyway, sorry, getting off topic there. Just Zootopia is awesome. You should all totally see it. Like that really needs to be advertised, right? Furries should go and see this furry movie. No, I totally understand your point of view. I mean, and like, yeah, I guess some people, it's very frustrating to just be like, well, your country's dead fucking last. Sorry. You know, so I can kind of understand the frustration of not wanting to wait. But I think you miss a little something by not seeing it in a really nice venue for the first time. Yeah, I've seen it twice now. Both were on, like, the you know how lately, like, instead of just being, like, a movie screen, now there's a few theaters that have, like, the mega screens. They're, way bigger. Yeah, each time I saw it was on one of those huge fuckers. And the second time was with the Atmos sound. So whenever heavy animals walked by, like the rhinos and elephants, like our asses shaked. Like, the shit shook. The fucking sound was just that intense. And I was like, Jesus. But, yeah. I hope you find a really awesome theater and that you really enjoy it. I'm sure you'll really enjoy it. I mean, we've been talking a lot about it in like the writing chat rooms and stuff like that. There's a special Zootopia chat room just for people to talk about Zootopia so that we don't talk about it in the main chat and spoil it for people.
Wait, what?
Oh, on like the Furry Writers Guild.
Oh, okay.
Like chat group thing.
Okay.
There's like a separate channel for Zootopia so that we can all discuss Zootopia and the writing and the world building and stuff like that without spoiling it for anyone that.
Yeah. And so has like, why aren't there any yet? Like aquatics? What about the orcas and shit? And people like, someone replied with a picture of the movie Shark Tale.
Oh.
It was like that awful DreamWorks thing.
And like there's a lot of great stuff. I'm kind of talking to Jeeves right now, but like there's a lot of great stuff from a writing perspective, so much world building, and it's just amazing how much effort they put into this. You know, movies are a lot of work, but this seems like they went like above and beyond. You know, you get that feeling too, like there's just so much detail and shit.
Oh, and there's so much more that they could do with it. All these dangling bits, like the fact that they pivoted partway through and changed the story completely outright, but still left all the other world. Like, they reorganized the fucking, like, the entire town from its original map. Like...
Yeah, like 3 years into like a 4 or 5 year project.
They're like, no, we got to fucking redo this. So, like the maps, like the original maps that were out there, they feature like the Docks District and this place labeled Wild Times and stuff. It's not there. They made it into a single like big peninsula sort of thing over like a giant river as opposed to like this town that's divided, like part of it's on the other side of the river. In the original map, they had the Outback Town to the southeast, and they had Bunnyboro, like, off to the side, so it wasn't, like, this far-off place. So, like, they pivoted, and so there's all this unused stuff, and actually, Rick Griffin, who does House Pets, is doing a really good ongoing comic. He's posting it to his Twitter account.
Actually, he just finished it. It was, like, 6 pages.
Okay, so he finished it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen the last page, then.
Yeah, he's just at Rick Griffin. GRIFFIN.
And he has a really cute style. I like his stuff. And I've read House Pets since like the beginning. Even though it's gotten way off of the original like main characters. It's now like its own thing.
I'm not super familiar with his work, but like his art style is like super cute, at least with the Zootopia characters.
And he has
characters.
Some like and he doesn't do like adult or not safe for work stuff, but he does draw like like busty tunes in the style of like Sabrina Online.
Oh, okay.
So like they wear shirts but no pants, but there's not like, you know,
fucking vag showing, man.
Of course, the running gag in Sabrina Online has always been that that's just she has pants in that pattern.
In the pattern of her fur.
Yeah. Nice. It was used as a visual gag.
Sort of like I was surprised
partway through apparently where she's like, "Hey Sabrina, can I borrow a pair of your pants?" And it's like one of her like it was her squirrel roommate at the time.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I just borrowed a pair of pants. This will be all right, right? They fit me okay. And she's posing, and she's wearing, like, pants that are
skunk fur like pattern. Sabrina from the waist down.
Yeah.
There's,
This is where I showed that I'm an old furry.
Well, and I remember, like, stumbling upon the debate about whether Lucario is wearing pants or not. Because, like, some furry artists would draw the nude version differently. Depending on whether they thought, I guess, that the tufty blue thing on his legs was pants or not.
Speaking of Pokemon,
that
new Pokemon fighting game came out, Pokken Tournament. It's a fighting game. That's real hard to describe. But one of the characters...
It's like Mortal Kombat with Pokemon?
Yeah, sure. It's a fighting game. And one of the characters you can play it is Blaziken. Blaziken? Whatever. It's a bipedal chicken-looking thing. It's a it's a bird fire Pokemon.
Okay.
That fights using kicks and stuff. But for whatever reason, at its groin, it has, like, a tuft of feathers. And there are certain people going, this bird has a dick! What the hell? Why is there genitalia on this Pokemon? Ban this sick filth! this is a thing. My God. Like, I'm gonna pull up a picture of it on my phone here while you read the next email fuzz, because it really is a thing.
All right. Let me pull up the next email, and then Savern will show me this chicken dick. Okay. Oh, this involves a word you can't say. Asexuality. It's
asexuality.
It's asexuality.
Asexuality.
No, you said it right the first time. I'm fucking
asexual. You're what? You're a sexual what? I'm a sexual tyrannosaurus. Go on, Fuzz.
Last podcast, you had a writer asking you if he was possibly asexual. Sorry.
Words are hard, y'all.
I am not making fun of asexuals. I am making fun of Savern's language skills, which is a treat for me because he's an audiobook narrator.
Bird dick.
Holy shit, dude. That's a fucking bird dick.
That's right. If you Google Blaziken Pokken, Blaziken, then space Pokken, the tournament, like the trailer, if you zoom in, you could totally misconstrue that weird tuft of feathers at its groin as a dick. Like the first thing I saw, I was watching
Blaziken Hump Attack.
Well, I was watching Maximilian, who's a fighting game dude that I follow and watch his streams from time to time. He was playing it and getting his ass kicked, but like mm-hmm. he was playing that character. And the first thing I noticed, I'm like, "Is that a dick? That's not a dick. That's a terrible. Why did they do that? Why is there a tuft of feathers at the groin?"
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like, I mean, it's totally not a dick, but that'd be like putting a vague bulge. Well, it'd be like that edited GIF of Nick.
Of Nick,
that you
yes.
sent into the chat where it's like he's naked and he goes, covers himself and then his pants pop on. And he has like a sheath and balls as opposed to, you know, just being Disney-fied. Cartoon nudity.
Yeah.
Disney nudity.
Yeah.
But go on, Fuzz. Read the email and make fun of my language skills more.
Okay. Last podcast, you had a writer asking if he was possibly asexual, and I thought I might share some of what I've learned about asexuality. Disclaimer, I am not an asexual or ace, which is common shorthand
parlance.
I've seen. Parlance, yes. Ace myself, but I have a couple of ace friends who I have talked to about asexuality. I'm pansexual and a motivated individual, so I was curious about someone who had no sexual attraction. I'll fuck everything. You won't fuck anything. Tell me about that. Further disclaimer, like... he didn't actually say that.
I was like, wait, I hadn't read ahead there.
He like did a double take at your iPad. Like, wait, what? Like, all orientations, personal experiences vary, and not all people experience asexuality the same way. Your mileage may vary, etc. I would also say that a good place to go for looking into ace-related topics might be AVEN, A-V-E-N, the Asexuality Visibility and Education Network. It's asexuality.org. Anyways, I have heard asexuality described as follows. If your sex drive is the engine of a car, asexuality is being stuck in neutral. The engine revs, you can have a sex drive, but it has nowhere to go. Some aces masturbate, but don't really have anything particular to masturbate about. So it's more like scratching an itch, I suppose. Some aces have low to no sex drive at all. I've not heard of an asexual that fantasizes about furries, but I don't have any ace furry friends, so that doesn't mean there aren't any. If I were in the writer's shoes trying to figure themselves out, I might look into asexuality, but also consider that I may be aromantic, craving sex but not relationships, or any of a tremendous variety of alternate identities, many of which separate out sexual orientation and romantic orientation. I want to bang dudes, but I want to marry a chick, etc. If I were to armchair analyze this person, I might say that they're probably not ace. They're just not attracted to human people. Of course, nobody can be sure except for the writer, so that's up to them to make the final call. Hope this helps. Brent the Dragon. Cool. Well, it's always good to get another perspective there on a topic that we're not particularly well versed about.
Yeah. I was looking at the next email. It's like, oh, it's the Judy Hopps gift. I will try to find the source for that GIF. It's Judy blowing Nick. It's really hot.
Oh, and she like she does this little squeeze on his dick, and like a little runner of cum comes out, and she licks it up. It's like yeah, he's got a knot too. It's like yeah.
And she wish I was that fox.
She looks very happy about it. Yes, I wish I was that fox.
And you can say that and not be like so stereotypically furry, because you know, remember. Everybody's furry for Crystal, but every furry's straight for Judy.
Not all furries!
God.
God.
Fucking pedants.
That fucking guy just...
I'm glad he didn't respond, though. I just like, I don't care.
See, somebody that I kind of know, but you don't, so...
Yeah, like... it was just like, I made this... It's a silly little quotable quip.
And I retweeted it because I thought it was amusing.
It's funny, and it got a lot of favorites. Yeah. You know, it's a cute little thing, and it's pretty true, because a lot of furries that I know that are generally pretty gay but are like, God damn, that bunny is cute. I'd fuck her.
Yeah.
And a lot of my not furry, vaguely normie friends are like, man, I'd fuck that bunny. I'm like, yeah. And so, yeah, everybody's furry for Crystal, but every furry's straight for Judy. And this one dude is like, not all furries.
Oh my God.
And I'm like... Yeah, and I'm just like, not every fucking little joke on Twitter needs an asterisk with a long disclaimer of we are not actually implying that this applies to all furries. This is merely meant in jest. You know, terms and conditions that's like may vary.
People get mad at me when I'm like, hey, this comic made me laugh, so I made a little video about it. Mm-hmm. And like, oh my God, why do you ship these people? That's terrible. I don't ship any of these things. I just thought it was funny.
Mm.
The comment sections on YouTube, my God.
Oh, is this the people like complaining about shipping the skeletons in Undertale because they don't have genitals?
Well, no, it was the one. It's this comic by Weaver where the sons, one of the skeletons, is mm-hmm. like, "Hey, I'm going to be your new dad." And Frisk says, "You know, if you hooked up with Toriel, I'm going to cry." And he's like, "Well, I've got some good news." And he's holding hands with Asgore, the male. Goat dad.
Goat dad.
It's literally half a minute long comic video I made. It pretty low effort. It was hilarious. I liked it. Lots of positive things. Nearly 100 fucking thousand views, and people get so mad about it. Oh my God.
Because they're gay.
And like some people like randomly, I did ban I think the second person from my channel for just being a real shit. Oh, you fucking cancerous furry, get off YouTube. Oh, banned. Get off my channel.
People take shit so ridiculously.
Can it not just be funny? And if it's not funny, okay. Yeah. Don't, like, tell me I'm a cancerous fur faggot. I mean, I already am. It's like, been there, done that, heard it, like, a decade ago, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm literally twice your age, probably.
Yiff and hell, fur fag is just so old at this point. You know?
Yiff and hell, still getting laid.
I love that furries are like Schrodinger's sex drive. You know, we're simultaneously sad, lonely virgins in our mother's basement, but also going to conventions and having all of this perverted sex. Mm-hmm.
We are Schrodinger's horn dog.
Yeah. Do you want to read this yep. Fiesta report?
And then we will break at the hour to stop and save.
Okay.
Man, those are some spiky waveforms. Anyways.
Mm.
All right. Belated Fiesta in review. All right. Greetings and marfs to you tied up furry broadcasters.
Marf.
I've been meaning to write to y'all about a convention for years and never got around to doing so. Go figure, the one in time I manage is my first venture into your territory. I won't go into much detail and bog you down with a wall of text. This email happens to end up as just that. I apologize in advance. If this becomes a wall and Shiva happens to be reading this, double apologies. Burritos on me. I'll be upfront and honest. I never did expect to find myself in Dallas for years and didn't even consider TFF until a little under a year ago. I had enough connections and enough peer pressure, being pulled into staff included, for me to consider giving it a shot, squeezing it in between a Friday morning and a Saturday evening. Needless to say, it was so totally worth it. TFF exceeded my expectations for the brief time I was there. While I did spend a significant portion of my time behind the con store desk helping out a fox with sold-out t-shirts, I couldn't have asked for a better, more refreshing experience. The small convention space with the 1980s-esque skylights in the atrium created a unified yet open feeling. From what was upwards of 2,000 animal people, never did I feel isolated nor overwhelmed. The con felt small, yet not claustrophobic. Over time, I wondered why the convention felt so different from the ones out west I'd frequented. Maybe it was a centralized layout. Maybe it was the fact that I played this so low-key. Maybe it was the hyenas brainwashing me. I guess it was just that it felt more like an actual vacation. I ended up meeting people I had only known online since I was a newly formed teenage furry nearly a decade ago, who was taken to a crossroads, seeing people from the East Coast, the Midwest, people I would never have thought I'd see. Yes, I was largely restricted to a store in the dealer's den, but even then that itself worked in its favor. I wouldn't have been able to converse with as many people or connect with more folks, or even see half the people I looked forward to seeing as they, themselves, were on staff. The con itself felt like a reset. To me, it was the closest to any recent convention has gotten to give off that very first con magical feeling. It might as well have been the perfect experience, and in fact has encouraged me to do more out-of-state conventions as well outside of the West Coast bubble. I do want to thank the staff for all the hard work you do to make this convention as amazing as it has been. Shout out to Shiva and Siam for it was a pleasure and fun to work with you, as well as finally meet one of the hosts after so many years of listening. You're an awesome, chill, and friendly person who is dedicated to your work. To the others I have met and worked alongside, you know who you are. I have marfed at you in gratitude. I most possibly look forward to returning again next year, and until next time, keep the knots rolling. All the best, Michael Fulf. That's cool. And we did have that one dude that was like,
yeah.
Oh my God, you're Shiva. You're Saffron. Hey, Fuzz, come here.
Yeah. He's like, oh my like God. I'd previously met him at my table because he came and found me at Fur Planet. And then I was like, well, you know, Shiva's right over there. She runs the den. And I was like, that's her behind the table there. And you happened to be there on a rare break from video room duty or video game room duty. So yeah, we all got to group hug.
Yay, group hug, a fan. We're helping. We have a fan.
Yay. And we creepily clung to him for the rest of the con.
Yes, we both barnacled somehow, despite us all being tied to our locations fairly firmly.
Yeah.
It's like Shiva at her table, you at behind the Fur Planet table, and me in my Vidya pit.
Yes.
Come to Saverin's Vidya pit in the next 6 hours if you want a high five. I had those sunglasses.
Yeah. You're really like getting into like the 80s vibe lately with like the aviators and the background and everything.
You know, I figured it was time to like realign my primary Twitter account.
Yeah.
Everyone else is doing it. And so like I have that one 80s badge that Helicity did for me. Mm-hmm. I need to get a good scan of it and make that my Saverin Drake account.
Mm-hmm.
So then I also have like my first real name account that has me in that costume.
Yeah.
Then I have my other one. So like if they're facing each other, like.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool. Okay. Do you want to stop and save then?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. We'll be right back.
Woo. Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It can be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code NOT at checkout and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping when you enter offer code NOT. That's K-N-O-T at AdamandEve.com. And that last segment that we totally lead is for our super mega platinum plus $1,000 a month plus subscribers. If you'd like to hear what we really think about world politics, pay us a lot of money.
Except you deleted it. So.
Yeah, totally.
We could always tell you again, though.
No. You know, it's one of those things you go down the street.
Chemtrails, yo.
You go down the street and it's like, oh, the flags are at half staff. For what happened this time?
Yeah.
It's like, man, those flags are at half staff a fucking lot.
So, I mean, they were at half staff for Nancy Reagan. Then they were, before or after that, they were half staff for Antonin Scalia. Today, they're at half staff for the attacks in Brussels. They're going to be at half staff again in a month or so for Memorial Day. Yeah. Anyway, it's just a thing.
It just keeps happening. So that's not what we're here to talk about, though.
Actually, The Onion had an article a while back after like that stream of like school shootings. Mm-hmm. That said something like flag can't remember last time was at full staff.
Ah, Jesus.
Because really, that's all we fucking do. Put the flag at half staff, thoughts and prayers. Should we do anything about this? No.
Well, it's like that thing we retweeted. Kids get killed with guns in schools. Shit happens. Transgender person needs to use the bathroom. Think of the children!
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just looking to see how bad that think of the children
didn't
spiked.
Actually, didn't spike it that hard.
You lean back a little bit, but
so we just, have a few.
So
more
North Carolina, kind of a pisser. Hoping Georgia doesn't go the same way.
They're going to be found unconstitutional real quick.
Yeah, but that takes like years and millions of dollars and lawyers.
You have to beat these idiots in the judicial system because you can't do it physically.
But Georgia, on the other hand, like that. Law has not been signed.
And Disney's
yet.
Going.
And not just Disney. So Disney made Guardians of the Galaxy 2 in Georgia and Captain America Civil War in Georgia. Also, AMC has stepped in, like, you know, we filmed The Walking Dead right now to to quote a line from Zootopia, that's kind of a big deal, you know? So, like, apparently Georgia is a good place to film, you know, because it has a lot of wooded areas and stuff like that. And if there's an apocalypse is going to happen, it's going to be in Atlanta because
CDC.
Fuck that city. Yeah.
The CDC is there.
Right, and the CDC is there. Of course, yeah, that's totally what I meant to say. But, you know, I can't believe these idiots are still fucking doing this after what happened in Indiana.
Yeah.
You know, because Indiana, the governor signed this fucking Religious Freedom Act, and then shit started hitting the fan. And all these businesses and conventions, like, because Indianapolis touts itself as this tourist friendly city, come and have a con here, and
we're
so
a real
forth.
City. We're a real boy,
right? And you know, and all that, all the work that city had done, their tourism bureau had done, fucking flushed down the drain. And the fucking governor had to basically make the legislature walk some of that shit back.
Yeah,
you would think, and that wasn't like a secret fucking thing that nobody knew about. It was all over the fucking news. You would think after that shit went down, no other state governor would be fucking stupid enough to sign one of those bills into law. But North Carolina did, and Georgia's considering it. And I'm grateful to those film companies, their big corporations, for actually speaking up and say, you know, we do a lot of business in your state, and we don't really like this. And, like, this is one of those occasions where big corporations are actually using their influence for some good.
They're like, hey, no you won't, motherfucker, if you like our tax monies.
Because all those companies, they have every company has their own policies on discrimination and hiring practices and stuff like that. I mean, if somebody called me a faggot at work, it would be going straight to HR.
Yeah.
You know?
They would have themselves a bad time.
Yeah. And they'd be walked out the door. And all these companies that are filming these movies, Disney, Marvel, Fox Features, AMC, they all have those kind of non-discrimination things because it's the fucking 21st century and that's just what you do. They can't in good conscience, like, film The Walking Dead there if they're, like, they have, you know, they're going to have queer people, not just maybe an actor or two, but they're going to have queer people on the set,
just
cameramen,
yeah, like,
makeup, directors, writers.
Support staff.
Yeah. Fucking caterers. I mean, who knows? You don't know, you know? There could be a gay sitting right next to me, and I wouldn't know. And it's just like, you don't want to work in an environment that like has a totally contrary, you know, sense of values that your company does. So no, they have a totally, and I said this on Twitter, fucking homophobia, being anti-gay, being discriminatory, it's not good business anymore.
Yeah.
This was maybe good business in the 50s and 60s when people were really like, gays and commies are scary.
And darkies.
Yeah.
Them.
Right. And, you know, let's discriminate against them. Sorry, this isn't the fucking Dark Ages anymore. You know, it's fucking 2016. Every company that has come out for gay rights in some way has actually had an increase or no effect.
Yeah.
None of them have had a negative effect.
Well, it's like even the NFL, who's, you know, the most macho fucking thing in the world, with, you know, men patting each other on their ass and tackling each other and getting their faces in the ass there or the dude. They're like, this will jeopardize your opportunity to host the Super Bowl if you do this.
Yeah. Yeah, because Atlanta is trying to get to host the Super Bowl
in
like 17
like,
or 18 or something like that. They're like, you know.
And they're a super macho sport that don't have any queers that anybody knows about publicly. You know, we aren't like in the world of out of
Devin
position.
Lee,
you know, Devin Lee. We don't have, you know, two gay footballers. Oh, shit. Spoiler alert. There's a second one.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
The disease is spreading.
Gaytality. But yeah, I was gonna say something else. It's
disappointing, and yeah. Like it's one of those things where like I hadn't even noticed it because there's so much other awful shit in the news that just kind of slips by.
Yeah, you know, and I was just as an example, it's gonna be like fucking Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, came out as gay a while back. Nobody fucking cared. They actually thought that this would be like a major hit on the stock market. You know what the stock market cares about? Is Tim Cook making Apple make money? Yes, then good. No, then bad. The fact that he came out, they're like, okay, that's cool. He's doing some social shit on his side. How's Apple stock doing? That's all I care about. And that was it.
Actually, let's see. What is Apple stock at? I can look.
It might be dodgy because they just had their conference on, what, Tuesday? Yeah, it kind of tanked when they announced their new things. Apparently people were not basically overly impressed.
Anytime they announce something new, their stock goes down because people sell a bunch of it.
Fuck you. What blows my mind is every time they announce how much money they made in a quarter, their fucking stock tanks. They're like, hey, we made a boatload of money. Oh, we better sell this toxic stock as soon as possible.
We have more money than fucking God.
Makes,
oh shit, get it out of our portfolio quick.
Makes no sense whatsoever. But yeah, apparently the new announcement didn't go over too well, so yeah. Now is not a good day to look at Apple stock.
Okay, well, I can't. My phone's being derpy and doesn't want to pull it up. I have a really old phone.
I was going to say, that's why you need to fucking upgrade your phone.
We're going to, like, probably next month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm probably going to get the new version that has the A9 in it, because this is a 4, it has, or 4S, it has the A4 chip in it, and mm-hmm. it's The current generation, the A8 or whatever, is literally 8 times faster than the phone in this. And this thing, it chugs. I love my little phone. It's little. It fits in my pocket. And the new version uses the same form factor.
Mm-hmm.
It misses a couple things. Like, it has a smaller front-facing camera and,
I thought you were going to go with – you were going to get a 6 or 6S because you said the new one was missing a couple features.
Well, it turns out I talked to Panther and it's like it's missing the touch sensitivity. So like I can't – I don't have to worry about fingering it gently.
Oh, the
– And it has a small
– So they removed that thing where like the harder you push, the deeper you push sort of thing?
Yeah. It doesn't have pressure sensitivity and it doesn't have – the front-facing cameras – not as good because it's in a smaller form factor.
Right.
Big fucking deal. Like, those are things – and it has a bigger battery.
Did anyone ever actually use the pressure sensitivity? Because
I know, dude.
Like, yeah, I heard about them announcing it, and I was like, oh, that's kind of neat.
Well, it's important for, like, the iPad Pro, people using it as, like, an art
thing. Yeah. It's totally important for that kind of shit. But, like, on your phone, no, it's kind of a different story.
Let's see. Panther is putting in, is like, the idea is that people think that Apple's latest record-breaking earnings are the peak, so they start selling it before it starts sliding it downhill.
I've heard
this is the peak.
Rationale before, and I'm like, but it keeps happening, you know, mm-hmm. like their earnings are better and better. Like,
oh, and Panther also points out the 4S has the A5 chip, not the A4. But
okay,
it's still my phone is old. I love the thing.
What is it? Like 4 years old or something? Or?
4 or 5.
Wow, okay.
But again,
I can't seem to go more than 2 years without replacing a phone.
I just take real good care of my shit. And
well, I take good care of my shit, ignore all these scrapes and dents in my fucking Nexus like
I have
that
two
I've
tiny
had
horizontal
like a year.
Cracks on my screen that don't affect its usability.
Yeah.
I
guess I'm lucky. I don't keep this thing in a case, and I've dropped it a couple dozen times, and the screen is not, you know, knock on wood, damaged yet.
This little fucker took a 4-foot trip down to the floor of my gym and landed screen down and survived. Like, I was sure, like, you know, I needed an upgrade, but I still need my phone, but no.
Yeah.
Fucker was A-okay thanks to this little rubberized case I got. Scared the shit out of me, though, because I was, like, I'm just listening to music on my elliptical, and I reached over and hugged the cable because I had my headphones in.
Yeah.
And just, bam. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I stop and I hop down. I'm like, oh, okay. Plug phone, then get back on the
internet. Yeah.
Like, after that minor heart attack,
you know,
get that heart pumping again.
Like, phones are remarkably durable. I see people with like the cracked screens all the time. And I'm like, how the fuck did you do that? Because I drop my smartphones all the time.
Oh, well, like, God, this is going back to con business. Like, so when I was up at the Crown Plaza last time, for like a prior con meeting, our rep, she was showing her phone and it was cracked all to hell.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, how the hell do you do this? And B, how the hell do you use this phone without slicing your fingertips up?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, she went and got it replaced. And by the time we had the next meeting to sign the contract,
no,
she'd gotten it damaged again. She'd cracked it in a different way. I'm like, you're a grown-ass woman. How do you do this? Don't you have a case on it? Put it in your purse? Like, are you hitting people with your purse, maybe? How does this keep happening? Replacing a screen's like $50. That's money. Don't do that. I don't know, man. Meanwhile, this phone's in great condition. So we've got a few more.
So if you want to buy Saverin's old phone in a couple of months.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 32 gig 4S. It works great. And when I turn it off, it'll be a great MP3 player.
Yeah, it'll be in one of the newer iPods.
Yeah. And, of course, when I get my new phone, it's going to get, like, the biggest fucking one they have because...
It's 128 now, I think, is their max. Because
32, I don't even have all my music on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, this is why I have a 160-gig iPod Classic, because I've got, like, all those Doctor Who audiobooks, bunches of podcasts, a ton of music.
iPod Classic that you still use the 2.5-inch IDE drive.
It's the 30-pin thing. Yeah, yeah. That still works. That's what mine is, too. They never made a newer version of the iPod Classic that had the Lightning. They discontinued it with the 30-pin. And I think because they started making the flash-capable shit bigger. Like this, when they started making iPhones 128, they were like, it's close enough to 160.
I mean... And then, of course, there's that heretical bit in the back of my head that's like, I would totally go for a Nexus 8 or whatever the highest version of the Nexus, then get a fucking Gear VR, but I wouldn't, can't
this,
do that.
This is a 6, but this isn't the newest one.
The 7's the one that nobody likes.
The 7 was a tablet that came out a couple of years ago, and the 7 came from 7 inches because it was a fabulous-sized one.
Maybe it's the Galaxy.
Oh, well, that's like Samsung's own line.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
That's not the Nexus.
That's the thing. It's like
the two new Nexus phones, there's a Nexus 5, then letter, and a Nexus 6, then letter, and it's like a 5X and a 6P, I think, there.
That's the problem with that fucking Android fragmentation. It's such a nightmare.
Well, they wanted to make a slightly bigger, because people were, this is a 6-inch phone screen.
Yeah.
And apparently Android users were very mixed on this. Some people felt that this phone was too large. Some people really liked it.
It's about the same size as a 6S.
Yeah. So, like, the new 6, whatever, they actually scaled it back to 5.5 inches, like, they made the bezel bigger, basically. Yeah. But the 5-something is, like, even smaller than that. So they kind of scaled it back a little bit. And I do admit... The Nexus 6 is a bit annoying to hold. It's a bit annoying to use as a phone, but it does everything else great, which to me is fine because how often am I actually on the phone on my phone anyway, you know? And even half the time then I'm either on speakerphone or I'm using the headset. It's very rare that I'm actually holding it.
Like the only reason I'd want a phone, like a not an Android type phone, is one that works with Gear VR. I can have a little.
I've heard something about that. I don't know what it really
is. Basically, it's a VR headset. It's pretty limited in its application, but it's really good for watching like Netflix and stuff.
Oh, it makes it basically like you're in like your personal movie theater.
Yeah. You put in your headphones, you put on the Gear VR headset and curl up in the corner wrapped in a blanket and you're on the fucking moon watching shit, you know?
Okay. Maybe I should take a look into this.
Yeah. It's cool, but it's very niche, very specific.
Like
my computer is far too old to run any of the current upcoming, like the HTC Vive or the Oculus Rift. So I don't get to play in that marketplace for a while.
Yeah.
I fucking want to so bad. Anyways, so we have 3 more Tumblr asks. Let's.
Well, another thing about Andrew. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Let me tell you about the. No. So, but yeah, if we go from politics to phones to now back to furry asks on Tumblr. Anonymous.
Okay.
Multiple anonymouses. Okay, so, Anonymous asked a question. For a year or so now, I've been RPing with a furry I met on Twitter. Now in the summer, we are going to be going to the same con, and he is acting like we are going to be hooking up and hanging out. Our RP never gets lovey or romantic, it's just different scenarios for us to get off. But he's speaking like we're going to be spending the whole con talking or screwing. I want to let him down gently, but need him to know I don't have any feelings for him. I don't even know him. Help.
Oh.
You have...
fucked up.
Well, I was going to say, you have puppy love. Unreciprocated puppy love.
I was going to say you fucked up, because I don't know about... what you said. I guess I don't do the non-RP thing. I mean, anybody... like, I don't really... RP, or anything at all, but like
very older than 20, right?
Yeah. Well, occasionally I'll be like sexting like a friend or something like that. But the only people I'd ever do that with are like already like real friends I've probably fucked in real life anyway.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, you're younger than me. I don't get this. So go ahead.
Like, oh, you damn kids.
You know, I would kind of...
I'm two decades younger than you, Fuzz, I know.
See, like, my opinion was like, wait, shouldn't you kind of know this guy? But I guess some people just start RPing and don't really...
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where you're like, I'm RPing to get off. I'm RPing to have a good time. And I make RP friends, but I'm not RPing because I want to hook up with you at a con because, no, you're not, in fact, a sexy dragoness. You're a dude... with a goony beard. I don't want to fuck you. I want to fuck the sexy dragoness we pretend to be online.
Right.
You know, it's the non-transitive properties of RP, right? It's like,
okay.
You are in fact not your character in real life.
Yeah.
But
in the other parts of me are kind of like, you two are clearly sexually compatible in some mental way, you know?
I mean,
you may enjoy, you know, exchange pictures, don't rule it out. You may enjoy spending time together, yeah. IRL. You know, if like you said, you know, they're like not your type in real life and you're not interested or for a multitude of reasons, then sure, let them down gently. But
you know, I would say just kind of put a point. It's like, hey, if we meet and hang out, that's cool, but don't expect anything beyond that, right?
Yeah, and I've known people that, like, I've had to sort of be like, hey, you know, I have to feel that click in person before we do anything. Like, we click really well online, but, you know, I can't promise we're going to be, like, great friends IRL. Yeah,
that's the, you know, online is the fantasy best possible airbrushed you
or yeah.
character you're playing.
Yeah.
That does not necessarily reflect who you are in real life.
I've had a couple of lucky experiences, not even sex, just friends, sex or not, where it's like I meet a furry in real life, and yeah, we do get along great, you know? But it's not always going to happen, and I don't expect it to.
Well, like, I've had that go both ways, where it's like,
yeah.
meet a dude, do some RP stuff, turns out it's all right. And then sometimes where it's online, then we get an RL, it's like, oh. And then no more RP after that fact. Whoops.
Yeah.
Shit happens. But yeah, basically be like, hey, don't have any feelings for you, but if we meet up and hang out, that's cool, but don't expect anything.
Right. So yeah. There's that. You know, go out for dinner, unless these are like Vor RPs, and that might not be a good idea. Maybe go to a panel together. The Vor panel. Just say meet and greet, eat and greet, greet and eat.
Yeah.
Greet the meat to eat.
Read an email, Fuzz.
While you beat your meat.
We have a very important email. Very okay. important ask. Anon is asking something very important.
Okay. A friend of mine has seen Zootopia 3 times. I think he has a problem. The problem being he hasn't seen it nearly enough. Anyway, after his third and my second viewing, we got into the kind of epic debate that could topple nations and fracture continents. I said I would write in to ask your opinion. What is the best movie theater food and drink combo? Popcorn and soda, nachos and slushies. What kind of popcorn? What kind of soda? What flavor slushie? We need opinions.
Oh, man. So I'm going to, like, break the fucking mold here and go popcorn in a slushy. Because you get the sweet and coldness of the slushy juxtaposed with the saltiness and warmth and buttery, ooey, gooey buttery faux butter slush oil. I'm just like, I don't like.
I had a friend like who was a movie theater manager, and he just very deadpan said to me one day, he's like, no, ma'am, that's not butter. Yes, ma'am, that will kill you.
Yeah, so you juxtapose the warmth and saltiness of the popcorn with the cold and sweet of the slushy. If it's going to be popcorn, I guess you just get – they don't really have types of popcorn in a lot of theaters. Soda, Coke Zero, and slushy, you get blue flavor.
Coke Zero.
You get blue flavor. Yeah. You say it's blue raspberry. It's just, it's fucking blue. It's like blue Jell-O. What flavor is it? Blue.
It's berry. It's berry blue. Blue. Wait, no, that was the Kool-Aid, I think. Yeah, berry blue. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's my opinion. What about you?
I like a hot dog or some nachos. If I'm going to have a soda at all, I try to go for a smallish one because, like, they'll give you a literal fucking gallon of soda. And I'm like,
a fucking bucket that you use.
Yeah. They give you one of those
soda bucket, only $20.
They put in a backpack that you have to wear, like your
camelback.
Yeah, like you're fucking walking through the desert or something like that, in order to hold it all. But I'm like, I don't want to pee 10 times in the middle of a 90-minute movie. See, you know,
I either eat before a movie or I like have something so I'm not hungry and I don't get thirsty. I sit there and I watch a fucking movie and then I get done. Then I go get like dinner with friends and discuss the movie.
Yeah.
Or if I'm by myself, I'll just go through a drive-through.
Sometimes if I'm like running late and I'm like rushing to the theater, then I'll get like a hot dog or some nachos or something. Like,
I don't think.
But you know, I'm not running to the bathroom constantly.
Actually, movies, hotels. God, I can't fucking word. Like, movie theaters make a shit ton of money on concessions. That's where their core money comes from.
Yeah. They make virtually nothing on the tickets.
And I am a terrible movie consumer because I do not contribute to their bottom line. I see the movie, but I don't buy their shit. Sometimes I'll sneak shit in with my pockets. I'll have like some peanuts or something that fits in my pockets real easily and won't melt. Because peanuts don't melt.
And then you'll like just throw them at a random handful of people, be like, peanut allergies, motherfucker. And then you run scampering away.
Yes.
It's like the movie theater person is like, sir, you can't bring those peanuts into the theater.
Yeah. And Panther pipes up, Mr. Pibb plus red vines equals crazy delicious.
What's a red vine?
It's like Twizzlers.
Oh, okay.
It's just Mr. Pibb is off brand Dr. Pepper, red vines are off brand
Twizzlers. Yeah.
There you go.
So I noticed this when I opened that Tumblr. There's actually another Tumblr question under it because I guess Gmail nested the two anonymous ask a question ones.
I think this one is from – oh, this one's from today, isn't it?
Oh, that's why I did that. Yeah, it's dated today, this afternoon.
Okay. So this is anonymous that I saw Twitter subtweets about earlier today, but I don't know the core context. But I know people were talking about the whole – well, you're being intolerant of my intolerant position, therefore you're intolerant!
Yeah. Okay, I just thought that was in reference to the religious freedom laws and people being douchey. No, I didn't know that was related to a specific...
I think this was related to this anonymous ask.
Oh, I'm okay.
Tapping it and it's zooming in because words.
Yes.
So...
Okay.
Read
that shit.
Anonymous asked a question. This is fucking current events, hot shit right out. Hi, Notcast. I am a bit annoyed and confused right now. I just saw a furry, an openly gay and baby fur furry, staunchly defending his belief that trans isn't a real thing, that you are what you're born as. I saw him defending his bigoted comments, saying that people were victimizing him for his opinion. Right now, with the laws being passed in the U.S., isn't it important for LGBT people to stick together more than ever? How can someone be so openly part of a minority, but so ignorant? Because some motherfuckers are just dumb.
It's amazing how just blinders on some people can be. And, like, yeah, fucking... Like, I see that all the time, you know? Like, oh, it's all cool, except for that guy.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, right? LGBT is, like, almost an outsider's perspective, right? Because there's G's that really don't like the T's. There's L's that really don't like the G's. The L's and G's and sometimes the T's don't think the B's exist.
Yeah.
You know? you're not real, Fuzz. You're a figment of my imagination. And the thing is, I don't exist either.
So I'm a figment of a figment?
Yes.
Which it's makes like, me a fagment.
Yes, or like Final Fantasy X. And people will get that, but not us.
I'm going to just go hold up the applaud sign because I'm sure somebody
understands. Turns out we're all just dreams of a dying child.
That's fucking sad, man.
No, man. It got dark. Got real. It
got me right here, bro. All right.
So that's the thing, right? Is that, you know, LGBT unity is this nice pie in the sky. And the thing is, most gay people will get along. But, you know, for someone to say stupid shit on the internet, well, you can be part of a minority like gay and a fandom minority like baby fur and still be a dipshit towards other minorities. Right?
Yeah, totally.
Like, and then that's the thing, right? It's like, I know a literal handful of trans folk, right?
I am so curious. I'm like, okay, what openly gay baby furs do I know that are stupid? And the important comma is the last part, because I know openly gay baby furs, like at least like four or five of them. And I can't think of any that are just would be that dumb.
Yeah. And even if we did, we wouldn't have names.
Who's like a famous baby fur? I don't know.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, the vast majority of people will just try to get along because most people realize we're just trying to make it through this life to, on our own and together.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this bizarre tribalism. It's like, well, I may fuck dudes in the ass and wear a diaper and shit myself, but at least I'm not a weirdo like that transgender person over there. They're not real. You know, that's shitty behavior. Don't do that, kids. And no, when people tell you your opinion is shitty and stupid, you're not being victimized, you're being corrected. You know,
it's like that XKCD comic where it's like freedom of speech works both ways. And
you're free to say your stupid shit, and I'm free to tell you you're stupid for saying it.
People are free to tell you you're an asshole and then show you the door. If people don't agree with what you're saying, and if you're basically being a racist or a bigoted asshole or something like that, people don't have to put up with that.
Well, I mean, that goes with any opinion. You'd better be able and willing to defend an opinion you put on the internet. Because there's going to be somebody that makes...
Like, think it's... I'm not going to walk into a church and shit on the altar. Because I'm not a Christian baby fur. But, sorry. But you know what I mean? You know?
It's not...
Religious people, they have their thing that I don't believe and I don't agree with. But I'm not going to walk into... And I'm going to use this term that's become loaded. I'm not going to walk into their safe space and desecrate it just to be an asshole. And they have every right to call the cops and throw my ass out if I do. On the flip side of that, they need to not be like denying my marriage and insisting on seeing what's in a person's pants to police which bathroom they're going in and spending... way too normally I would think that straight people could not be in a woman's womb enough, but these people are spending entirely too much time wanting to be inside a woman's womb looking for babies or could be babies, and it's kind of creepy, really. You know, and it's like there's this sort of give and take here. You know, it's only when you shit on the other person that it becomes a problem.
Unless
they're under a glass table, to go back to our earlier discussion.
And one of the unfortunate realities of social media is that when you put social media things out publicly, you essentially invite the public to respond to your dumbass.
Yeah.
And, like, I like engaging in social media by posting cute pictures of foxes and bunnies and Utopia stuff and furry art and
bunnies blowing foxes
only on my AD if the damn file would fit, but you know, and there's other people that choose to engage in social media and engage in political discussion. I don't fucking do that because there's not enough hours in the day for me to fight with people on the internet. I have so much more shit to do. But you know, if someone's gonna put forth a political opinion on Twitter or Facebook or whatever and experience pushback, you don't get to fucking claim to be a victim when you get pushback for putting your dumb shit opinion out there. It's called social media. You're putting yourself out into the public. The public will respond.
Yeah, and I mean,
both be a good and a fucking social ill. Social media is kind of a nightmare.
Yeah, and I realize that, sure, sometimes it's annoying when you're talking to someone and someone that neither of you know butts in to disagree with you, but...
The aforementioned not all furries.
Yeah, but it's like, it is also in public. I mean, you are talking to another person individually, but it's also public, and it's irritating, but that shit's going to happen, and you kind of have to be mentally prepared for that shit to happen.
Yeah.
I am dying to know what ridiculous fur fag, like, caused this Anon ask, you know, to become a thing.
And yeah, to say it's like, oh, trans people aren't real. Do you know any? I know, like, a good half dozen.
See, and here's the thing that some other folks have pointed out, you know, and just like being gay or bi or lesbian, it's like, even if you say you don't know any trans people, you might.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Well, and actually, I think it might boil down to, you know, a lot of it is acceptance of gays and lesbians in society basically went up as people started coming out, because when they realized, oh, turns out that Bob is the – turns out my florist, Jacques, is gay. Who fucking knew? Oh, but Jacques is cool. I like him. Turns out he's not a baby-eating rapist. Oh.
Right.
Maybe gays aren't monsters after all.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean insert surname here at the library. She's not indoctrinating my children into becoming lesbians and practicing witchcraft. Oh.
So I don't know if I mentioned this on the show or not, but when Tyrion and I got married, several members of Tyrion's family came to the wedding. You know, his parents and brother are there, obviously, because yeah. They've known me for years. But grandmother, aunts and uncles, cousins, and apparently, like, two or three people in Tyrion's extended family have since come out to their parents now, because a bunch of their relatives went to this gay wedding for their gay cousin. And like, so apparently, oh,
the world didn't
this
end.
Person in our family is gay, and the rest of the family must be cool with it because they went to his wedding and they accept his husband. And that apparently paved the way for some members of his family to feel more comfortable.
Actually, I'm gay too. Huh.
Yeah. And it's that's the thing. It's that it's meeting people in real life or finding out and like being like, oh, you know, so and so are different from me, but not that different. They're different in this one little way, but they're not what I thought they were, yeah. You know, and by that I mean they're not, like you said, the baby eating rapists that I thought that gays were.
It really boils down to, like, I question the instigator of this, you know, not the anonymous, but the person who was the genesis of this question. Like, do you know any people like this? I bet you might. You know, do you know any trans folk? You probably do, mm-hmm. And you're being a real shit.
You know,
I mean, in the real, at the bottom fucking line, what does it fucking matter to you?
And I back-to-back tweeted today a female-to-male trans person's tweet and a male-to-female trans person's tweet. And, like, to look at them, you cannot tell whether they're trans or cisgendered. They just look like what they are, you know? And it's like, yeah. This butch-looking guy that looks way more macho than I am and has all these tattoos and a full beard is like, North Carolina says I have to go into the ladies' room. Are you cool with that? You know?
Buck Angel.
Oh, is that his name?
No, I'm just pointing out Buck Angel. If you go Google them, but safe search on, unless you're cool with seeing porn.
Oh, okay. All right.
Buck Angel is a female-to-male transgender individual.
Okay.
And they are bald and tatted and muscled as fuck, and they still got a pussy.
Mm-hmm. Which apparently shows
they
off.
Do porn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's a couple of folks like that. That's like, you know, they got the top surgery but not the bottom surgery, and they do porn.
Yeah.
they fill that particular niche.
Right. Well, that said, Bailey J was the other person that okay. I tweeted. But I don't know if you're familiar with their name or not.
I'm not familiar with the name at all. I just seen
has boobs, still has the penis.
Okay.
And does porn of that particular niche. And is oddly, like, not a furry, but is sort of cool with it and is, like, liked a couple of furry things. Like, I can remember, like, she actually tweeted back to me the other day.
Okay, so now that you mentioned that you retweeted that thing.
Yeah.
When you retweeted that picture of the person, like, hey, I gotta use the bathroom, the women's bathroom.
Yeah.
And I looked at the guy, I'm like, is this, and I couldn't tell, it's like, because I couldn't tell that I didn't know if they were trans or not.
Yeah.
I looked at him like, is this the redneck being a dumbass? Or, and then when you gave me context, I was like, oh.
No, it's a trans dude. Yeah.
Looked like a dude with a beard to me, because guess what? That's what they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing hand motions, but you can't see.
I know. It's just podcast. Because we're just fucking frustrated, because it's just the whole thing. Some people just stated trans women are still women. And they go to the women's bathroom, and it's just, I don't know, it seems like a really simple concept to me. That
don't be assholes to each other, assholes.
And, you know, and people have pointed out that, like, you know, a lot more congressmen have actually been caught doing pervy things in the bathroom than any transgendered individual has. And, you know, transgender people are way more likely to be the recipient of violence or perviness rather than the person doing so in some bathroom somewhere. I saw somebody tweet something today that was, oh God, I can't remember what it was. They were like, I hope this plays out that there's some gun nut in the bathroom and they're in the stall next to some religious nut, and the religious nut looks over to make sure that they're really a dude, but the gun nut thinks that they're being pervy and shoots them. I'm like, okay, I don't actually want people to die, but that was amusing. If it just turned out to be one of these circular firing squad kind of situations. Oh, I've seen that picture.
Yeah, it's a... Someone tweeted it's an otter fursuiter with three manly diglets. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Diglett from Pokemon, the mm-hmm. little guys.
Also, someone drew Zootopia art where it's instead of gazelle and the tigers, it's all sloths. Try everything slowly. Slow it down by 400%, and there you go.
Try everything slowly. That's fucking perfect. I think I've seen that picture, but that's beautiful.
So, yeah, man. Internet. Social fucking media. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
God damn you, Twitter.
But, yeah, I mean, on that email, all we could really say is fuck that person, man. That's...
Yeah.
They're just ignorant and... They're trying to play the fucking victim card. And I've already archived them all, by the way.
Well, it doesn't necessarily.
Well, if you refresh your mailbox, it should. Unless you're looking at, like, the mailbox that it forwarded to or something. I think it's like
just
that.
I'm just going to delete it here, too, because it's whatever. And, you know, and then, of course, they might do the whole, just a prank, bro. Don't hit me. There's a camera. It's just a prank. You know, they get fucking decked by the internet for being a dumbass.
Oh, jeez.
Just trying to start a conversation, bro.
I'm trying to... Oh, yeah, it was an experiment. I've seen that ridiculous fucking bullshit a lot.
Just a prank, bro. Just a prank.
I can't remember who it was. It said well, it wasn't anybody important, but somebody said something ridiculous on Twitter or some other form of social media, and basically people retaliated, and they totally, like, freaked out and deleted their Twitter account because they were... Oh, it was like... Yeah, it was someone who was being shitty to a furry artist. That's what it was. It was apparently a well-known furry artist, disabled their gallery on FA. And it was sort of like they got a shitty comment that was basically, that wasn't just it. It was like the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, they were just there kind of getting out of it anyway. And then this guy was a total shit to them. And apparently the guy went, screen capped it and went bragging about it on Twitter. It's like, yeah, I caused this to happen.
And so all their fans dogpiled him.
Yeah. And then he bitched out and fucking
deleted. It was just a prank, bro.
No, he deleted his Twitter. I don't know if he actually ever said anything in response, but apparently bullied his Twitter.
Play stupid games and win stupid prizes.
Yeah, it's like, find people feel the need to like get that negative attention.
Use Twitter for good things. Post happy pictures. It is not a place for debate. 140 characters is not room. There's no room for nuance there.
Well, it is if you make like 16 tweets in a row. Don't fucking reply to me yet. I'm not done.
One of 467. You know? It's like, I'm going to post the text of War and Peace. I'll make a War and Peace text bot that will tweet once every 30 seconds for the next
million
years.
Probably is one.
And it might get done. So Jesus Christ, this went longer than we thought it would, because it's like, oh, it's only three things left. God damn it. It's a fucking hour 40 into the recording.
I'll worry about it. You know,
it's just funny because we're like, oh, there's only three things left. Let's get this knocked out. No. Oh, God damn it. Pontification. Engage. But yeah, don't be shits to each other, please. You know, post happy things, be friendly, support your fellow furries. Don't be shits about transgender individuals. Don't be shits to people in general. Be above the fucking mess.
Yeah. And,
you know, occasionally tweet funny things. Cute animals. But that's not real. But that's not engaging with the world. You don't have to fucking do it. Well, I was like, shit. With the Brussels thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Somebody griped out Andrea Libman on Facebook for not posting about it.
I saw that tweet, yeah.
And I just was like, you are under no obligation to anyone, anywhere, ever, to tweet about whatever the latest fucking world atrocity is.
Yeah.
And expecting people to do that is shitty.
Yeah.
They're probably well aware of the shit going down in anywhere in the world, because thank God for this 24-hour media cycle.
And what if they're not? You never know. She could have been working when that news broke. She could have been on vacation and hiking in the woods with no signal or something. Come back and get, why didn't you make a comment about this thing? Ah.
It's like, you see the, hopes and prayers. I'm like, I don't think hopes and prayers do fucking anything.
No.
So why the fuck would I tweet that?
And I've really run out of things to say. I mean, I'll retweet headlines, or I'll be like, "Wow, just found out about that. That is fucking awful."
You looked at that fucking that one hashtag, pray for Nigeria or whatever. It's like, what's that about? I don't fucking know. I've been doing this shit with you,
right?
And oh, look, another fucking atrocity. All right, well,
yep.
In a world of 7 billion people. Guess what? There's some assholes.
Yeah, seems like there's a lot of them lately.
Yeah. So, on that downer bit of a note, we should wrap up the episode because it is 10:21 p.m.
What we need is a plague to call the human herd out. A little bit. Some fucking locusts and knobs.
That's the problem, right? If you need a plague to wipe out chunks of humanity, you just hope it's not your chunk of humanity, right?
Yeah. People just need to stop being assholes to each other.
That would be great.
And I love that sign. It's relevant every time, where the woman is just holding a sign in Britain. It says, stop killing people, you twats.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's what it comes down to. We should get that on a t-shirt.
Yep.
That's real truth right there. That's chapter one of my Bible.
Okay, so, as always, you guys can email us at
happypodcast.com. No.
notcast@foxsuffers.com. You can contact us on Tumblr at notcast.tumblr.com, where the vast majority of this week's questions came from, where Tumblr asks.
Cool.
They end up in our inbox. You can find us on Twitter at Notcast. You can find me on Twitter at Severin Drake. You can find me on YouTube. Like and subscribe. If you just search Severin Drake.
You can find me on Twitter at Fuzzwolf. I guess you could find me on YouTube, but I don't post anything.
Yeah.
I just like and subscribe.
Yeah. you can always go to forplanet.com and buy his books.
Yeah, or Bad Dog Books and buy ebooks and
audiobooks. Book.
And audiobook and ebooks. Yes. And be aware that Bad Dog Books is all digital content, and I will not be mailing you anything from them because I've had the second person now has put instructions to me to please send in a discreet package. And I'm like, it's an email with a download link. That's all it is. And I'm not physically mailing it to you.
You could be like,
I guess I could print it out.
No, no. And what mail you do is you get really, you get those little dollar bin, you know, 1 gig thumb drives that are ultra cheap nowadays.
Uh-huh.
And you download the book to it and you mail it to them in a regular tiny envelope. So if they don't have the internet somehow, even though they made a digital order,
right,
they can still download and have your book to read.
And I,
science.
I've put furry ebooks on there. I've put it in some of the terms and conditions that they have to click that they've read. And
they haven't read it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, and the emails all clearly state, here's the download link and so forth. So I don't know what else to do.
We also have a Patreon. I greatly appreciate every one of our Patreon subscribers. There's there's a good number of y'all. We thank you very much. Helps us keep us motivated. Yay. Also, means you don't have to buy dongs from Adam and Eve.
If you don't want to.
If you don't want to. I mean, if you want to buy dongs from Adam Eve, just our coupon code still works.
Mm-hmm.
I think we slipped back under the $75 threshold. Oh, no. So patreon.com/notcast, buck an episode or however much you want to donate a month is great. We appreciate every cent. And that really about wraps it up. We don't have any cons coming up until, I think, maybe MFM? Or is MFM after Anthrocon?
MFM's after Anthrocon.
Okay, so it's really just nothing for you until Anthrocon.
Nothing for me until Anthrocon, no.
Like, I may be tempted to go to MFM. Maybe I'll get Drag Panther along, because he still wears their con shirts as a nightshirt. He has, like, a whole host of them. That's what he sleeps in. And so, like,
you know, we have a local furry artist, Noxie, is the guest of honor this year at MFM. It is their 20th anniversary. They really stepped up their game last year with the shirts and the con book and the badges and everything. They actually moved to color.
MFM XX.
The shirts looked really good and everything.
Yeah, they did. They were cute.
I'm going back this year as a dealer. You may consider coming along.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know?
We'll see where things are at that time of year.
But for Planet's plans at this point will be Anthrocon over July 4th weekend, Rocky Mountain FurCon, which I believe is in August.
That's a fun con.
Then Meth Fur Meet, which is over Labor Day weekend.
Speaking of RMFC,
yes.
My parents are like, how hard would it be for us to get a table there? My dad's like, I will totally go up there and I will be stoned the entire weekend, but we will sell. Can we get a table there?
They just opened for tables.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You might want to jump on that and see. Yeah, because like, I think it was just a few days ago that they opened.
I'll see.
We will apply to get a table at Midwest Fur Fest. They have not opened for tables yet. But if they do, we'll apply. And if we get one, then we'll be there.
Yay!
Well, that's pretty much our con plans this year. We're kind of toying with the idea of furry migration because our dealer's room is still open right now.
Yeah.
It's like Tieran has a lot more vacation time left than I don't. And like Rainverse being canceled kind of cleared up some
that
vacation days. Yeah. So, and I'm partially using it like actually in a little over 2 weeks is my thing where I'm going out to Salt Lake City. For this publishing seminar.
Oh, cool.
Which I'm quite looking forward to. It should be really educational and guess
I'll have some of their shitty low ABV beer.
Right, yeah. I should go and take a bunch of notes and stuff like that. So, like, I'm doing Method as a dealer this year, whereas I wasn't last year. So I'm using some of those days that got freed up doing that. But Tyrion still has some days available, so might see if we could send him to another con here to fill that gap a little bit.
Plus, we've got HavenCon coming up, right? Get to be for Planet Rep on Friday.
Yes, thank you for doing that. So my shitty day job did not give me the Friday of HavenCon off, but gave me the Monday after I'd requested both days. So I'm like, great. I can drive home Monday, but I can't be there dealing on Friday. Fuck. Oh. So Saverin's going to go down there. I've already got a room, so we're good there. I get two badges with the dealer table anyway.
Okay. I already paid him, but those fuckers need the money.
Yeah. And I've kind of poked Tyrion about it. Like, hey, you know, you can go if you want. You know, it's a gaming con. I mean, he might enjoy it. Yeah. Some of our friends from Austin may end up going there.
It seems
there.
Like it's going to be very eclectic, and my parents are vending there, so I'll be there to lend support for them as well.
Oh, neat. Okay, cool.
They're like... That sounds fun. They have a lot of fun going to conventions. They're like, we should do this more. And I'm like, all right, well, here's the list of local cons.
Yeah.
You'll have better luck with these smaller ones.
Yeah.
But not getting into A-Con ever. Sorry.
No. Well, I mean, it could get an Artist Alley, too. It is possible.
Yeah.
They'd have to break down every day, but they're used to doing that
not
with some of their past.
Not an A-Con.
Oh, that's right. They change. Depends where in the Artist Alley you are. Well,
it's all in the main.
Oh, it's. That's right. It's a different hotel since the last time I sold there. Yeah, the last time I was in an Artist Alley at Akon, they had the upstairs Artist Alley, which they would rope off and close off, and there was nighttime security. And then there was like the downstairs bottom area that was completely open for 24 hours. And like, if you didn't want your shit stolen, you would have to box it up if you weren't going to be there to take it with you.
Yeah, they're at the Anatole now, not the downtown
Sheraton. Yeah, it was
AKA where Fiesta will be in like 4 years.
That's not official.
No, it's not. But in the way we're growing, that is the next step up.
Yeah, we remember we don't have a contract. We haven't talked to them. We're going to be.
No. I'm just saying that like. That as in DFW, the con progression cycle tends to go the Crown Plaza, which is really making itself unfriendly to fandom conventions, unfortunately.
Yep.
The Intercontinental, so it's like up to 1,500, you're good at the Crown Plaza. 1,500 to about 4,000, you're good at the Intercontinental. After that, you go downtown to the Sheraton, and then after that, well, good fucking luck.
Yeah, either the Anatole, which is hella expensive, or the Convention Center, which is also hella expensive. The Irving Convention Center may be less hella expensive than the Dallas
Irving Convention
one.
Center,
but the Irving Convention Center has any fuck all around it.
Yeah, and it has no attached hotel.
I mean, it is literally in a field by itself.
It looks like a fucking sandcrawler from Star Wars.
It does. Yeah, kind of does. And it's also a Faraday cage, so fuck your cell phone reception.
Yeah, it's this giant metal encased cube.
Yeah.
Oh, and don't forget their 3-story tall escalator of doom that, God help you, if it stops working.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Remember when we went there for...
Patrick Stewart and John Delancey, yes.
The escalator had stopped working, and we had to tromp up 3 floors of stairs, and that was when I was way heavier, and I thought I was going to fucking die at the top.
Oh man, I think I've blocked that from my fucking memory. Yeah.
That was why
all I remember is standing next to Patrick Stewart, and that's all I really need to remember.
Yeah. Anyways, that was in 2012. Yeah.
That was a while ago. Yeah, it's before your sugary, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So wow, this ending is going on.
On that note,
good night. Good night
and horse pussy.
Yes. Good night.
Oh, speaking of fucking the snake.
God damn it.